B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Well, the Patriots could be without their starting quarterback for a while. ESPN is reporting that Mac Jones has a pretty severe high left ankle sprain that's expected to keep him out for multiple weeks. The NFL Network quoted a source as saying it would be surprising if Jones avoided surgery at this point, but predictably the team wasn't giving anything up yesterday. Jones did meet the media and said he's taking things day by day. The next Patriots game is Sunday on the road against Green Bay. Last night it was Dallas over the New York Giants 23-16. Celtics held media day yesterday, and with the sudden suspension of head coach Ime Udoka, assistant Joe Mazzulla has been pushed into the spotlight as his interim replacement for the entire upcoming season.
I'm in a fortunate situation because I've been here for 3 years, and we've had the offseason to kind of prepare for what we wanted to do heading into the season. So there's not much to change at all. I think it's just about learning from last season and then how do we get better.
Practices begin today. The first preseason game is on Sunday afternoon against Charlotte. In hockey news, the Bruins continue their preseason schedule tonight at home against the New York Rangers. We'll have the game at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Red Sox now only have 9 games left. They lost their 6th in a row last night, 14-8 to Baltimore. And the Yankees lost in Toronto 3-2 in 10 innings. Aaron Judge, 1 hit and 3 official at-bats. And it was a single. That leaves him still at 60 homers through 153 games. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the 99 restaurants. Skip the cooking tonight. The Nines has free delivery in September on orders of $50 or more when you order at 99restaurants.com or through their app. The 99, always the real deal. I'm John Wallach of Boston Tone for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8:30.
Jones on the drop.
Jones under center.
Pulls across the middle, wide open. Aguilar.
Should not say that I'm
in control.
Mona Lisa Pito.
Every game right here.
Touchdown, Patriots.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now more Toucher and Rich.
I mean, look at us. We are just three intimidating sons of bitches.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's go.
Do you ever listen to Pennywise?
No.
There are moments in time, ladies and gentlemen, where I love the first two Pennywise albums.
I should. They're one of those bands that I've tried to get into and never have. Doesn't mean they're bad, just they never stuck.
No, it doesn't mean they're bad. You don't mean everything.
You're the one that doesn't mean anything. Yours is the one with the shell on it. That's a Tommy Boy reference.
Oh, I thought that I am circumcised. If that's what you're referring to. And I curse my parents every day. The sensation's not the same. All right. So anyway, the B-Ball Boys we have over here, RS and J-Dubs. They decided to put on the satin jackets and head on over to the Celtics media day, which is a miserable experience. So better you than I. And, there was a lot of fear. I mean, obviously the Celtics were concerned about maybe what the line of questioning would be for some people. But there is a guy on the team, Rich, that is special.
Yes, there is a gentleman by the name of Grant Williams, who was the first person to sit down with us yesterday. And Grant Williams, someone who... was not only had a couple of good games there throughout the playoffs, but was known to give nicknames of all the Marvel superheroes to some of his teammates in which he went through. Didn't he call himself Batman?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So
Who the hell cares? Did you end it with the Marvel? He gave everyone Marvel nicknames.
Yes, he gave everyone Marvel nicknames.
And then Nick forever wrote a very nice letter asking him to play catch.
Yes, he's been very open about his love of all things comics and gaming. And so yesterday, Grant Williams came into the room. And listen, everyone talked about all the Ime stuff. And you know, that's all been out there. But it was time to talk to Grant Williams, a guy I've been wanting to talk to for a while.
Yeah. I was just going to say, before we play this interview, Fred, we're sitting there and he just pops through the door with the biggest smile on his face. He's like, 98.5 The Sports Hub, all right.
Yes, he's a very jovial gentleman. He comes and sits down, and here's how it goes.
But it's Toucher and Rich, and we are here with a gentleman that I've been wanting to talk to for a while. Just voted to the top 100 players in the NBA.
That's an honor. It's thankful, but now it's about keeping it up because once you get ranked, you can easily be unranked. So just true. Moving forward.
Well, I will say that as much as I love talking basketball with members of the Celtics, there's something I want to talk about more with you, and that is your love of something that I've heard you profess for a while.
Oh, we got a Catan board. Are we playing right now?
You want to play some Catan?
I have no idea how to play, so you're going to have to teach us.
I'll take advantage of you in every trade possible. Okay. But I'll definitely teach you.
Okay, all right.
Fair enough.
We're already getting nerdy. Too early in the thing. So, Grant, what is this thing right here? It's the, what is it called?
Some people call it Catan. I call it Catan. It's a board game that we played all the time in college that we used to play pregame. Because I always say it got my mental ready and I took the nerves away from the game. But it's something that I love playing because you can play with four people, three people even. And there's expansion packs where you play a 5-6. Like, you can keep going up. But it's a game that it's similar to the concept of, like, trading and principle of Monopoly. But your goal is to get to 10 victory points.
Okay.
You build settlements or cities, which allow you to gain the resources. So like the wool, like the sheep or brick.
You've lost me already, but it sounds fun.
Let's see what's going on here.
So now, there are guys in the Celtics who play this with you?
A couple guys actually do play. So I've played with Sam Hauser. I've played with Luke Kornet.
So none of the cool guys.
I'm about to say, JB would play it.
JB's
not a big board game guy.
JB's and Jalen Brown will play this?
Yeah, Jalen Brown will play this.
No way. I'm going to ask him.
When he comes by.
He may at the time say it's nerdy, but I can see him loving the game.
Oh, you can see him or you've played with him.
So I haven't played with him yet, but I haven't asked him to.
Oh, all right. Well, you just made us think that he was part of the crew.
Oh, no. I said he could play this game.
Can I ask him for you? I'll make the first when he comes in here.
You can ask him for sure. So, like, the principles are right here.
Okay.
So if you see this board, you see how you can build a road with a brick and a wood.
Okay, all right. Ooh, looks like a mighty warrior right here.
Yeah, it's the largest army. So there's cards that we use.
Okay.
Here. All right.
What do you listen to when you play this game? Do you, like, listen to Rush or, you know, some, like, the soundtrack to Dragonheart or something
Hey, listen, you can listen to whatever you want. Because I listen to any type of music, because whether that's jazz, classical, country, rap, R&B, rock, pop.
What's in the cards here? What do we got here?
So, these are the resource cards.
Open the packs?
I was about to say. So,
victory points.
Yeah, so the principle of victory points. Remember how I said you want to get to 10 victory points?
Okay.
Those are called development cards.
How do I win one of these? How do I get at least one victory point?
So, the resources that you would build from the board. Okay. So you put these numbers on the board. It's going to take a long time to set up with all this stuff out.
Okay.
You have to do the pieces.
But, ooh, different dice? Are there different, like,
yeah,
sided
so
dice?
It's a dual,
there are no streamlined. There's no streamlined version of this game?
Okay. All right, hang
no on streamline. This is going to take a process to set
I want to be a knight. Can I be a knight?
So you get the knight. So
okay.
The sheep, wheat, and ore of these cards, right?
That's a development card.
Okay,
gives you a development card.
Okay.
So a sheep, you trade it in.
I mean, how many seconds till Jalen Brown checks out on
this? it takes him a minute. I don't know why there's no
when you try and describe this to your teammates and get them to play with you, what's that like?
I say it's a board game that takes a little bit to to get started. But once you get started, it's a great game.
So now is this a lifetime of gaming that led you to Catan, or are you? Did you, like, do Magic the Gathering like back in the day and stuff like that? Or
honestly, so I got introduced to this in college.
Okay.
At first, most of the games I played were Monopoly, Scattergory, Scrabble, stuff like that. I was big into board games growing up.
Okay.
But and card games especially. Card games I'm very big.
Like, which ones? Like
I play Pitch, Spades, Rum, Gin, I was about to say, Tunk, Euchre.
Like
I play
Yu-Gi-Oh? Okay. Did you ever do that? Like,
I did Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what are the most valuable cards you got?
Right now, I have a Mewtwo. First edition.
Mewtwo's a legendary. Yes. I know that. I have two 13-year-olds. Legendary Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
Very
important. I just bought 3 boxes of Shining Face, Hidden Face, but also want to probably do a Fossil first edition as well as a couple others. So I'm in the process of collecting right now because I lost my entire collection back in the day because my brother and I had this huge binder full of Pokemon cards.
Okay.
I think it got tossed out.
How much is that worth? Like $10 or? No, I know
way
how much
more,
is that.
Way more than just 10. But then next thing you know, we had a collection of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but they were all worn because we play with them all the time.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, so you can't sell those.
Takes the value.
It's more so nostalgia. So we had that, and it's in my dad's house. It's in a little safe. Like, not even a safe. Okay. What would you call it? Like a lockbox?
Yeah, sure.
Wooden lockbox. Where it's literally just cards stacked together like this. lined up.
Just probably, one Snorlax after the next, right after.
Oh, no, that's Yuga cards. The Snorlax when the binders.
Psyduck, and then you move on, yeah, right?
I say Pokemon, you got to keep in the binders.
All right. Have you ever played a real man's game?
What's a real man's game?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Have you ever played that one?
Played it.
You've never played
it? But I've always wanted to play it.
Really?
Guess what? Today is your day.
Today's the day?
You, Grant Williams, are a chaotic good high elf.
What am I?
John Wallach, you are a neutral good hill dwarf. And
I'm going to be the hill dwarf.
I am your dungeon master.
Oh, you're the dungeon master. Right. Oh, what gave you the power to be the dungeon
master? By all means,
I don't think I can be the dungeon master. Okay. Okay. I don't know enough. Williams,
you got to make a map. You got a map?
I've got a map. Shut your mouth. I know I'm the dungeon master. I'm shooting orc spells at your face.
What kind of spells are you shooting?
You gelatinous cube.
All right.
So, Grant, here's what's up. All right, you ready? In the city of Neverwinter, a dwarf named Grundin, Roxia, asks you to bring a wagon load of provisions to the rough and tumble settlements of Phandalin. But look! Oh no, it's the man Caius. He attacks. If you roll more than a 7, you shall defeat thy man Caius. What shall you do? What say you, high elf, chaotic good wizard? Oh, it is six.
What is a 6?
You have been struck down by the goblin ambush, and you shall be sent to the swarthy eldrin of Magstragamascalia.
That's not good. So I'm by myself. You failed miserably, and now I'm on my own.
Is there not a reroll concept?
Yes.
Sure.
Wow, these are good turns.
This is the first time you've ever played.
This dude's pretending.
Oh, it's a 1. That's even worse.
That's a 13.
That's a third right there.
I could have sworn it was something different.
That's
on me.
And, 13. And
plus 2 for dexterity points.
Plus 2 for dexterity.
So, Grant, I have a feeling. Oh, I'm sorry. What was your name? You didn't come up with a name for your high elf wizard category.
Georgian.
You're Georgian. Georgian.
Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
Georgian, the high elf wizard, you have defeated the man Caius with your roll of the 13, and now to Burger King we shall go to celebrate with some onion rings.
We shall.
Well, I will, Grant, I just want you to know, now that you've authorized me to invite Jaylen Brown to your Catan game, if he says yes, I will come and find you and let you know.
Yeah.
Chances are I won't see you by the end of the day, I'm sure.
Hey, listen, hopefully I will. We'll be walking right back. Next thing you know, he says yes, we're making it happen.
Perfect.
Sam, who do we have at the crib that time? It was Sam, his girlfriend.
Okay.
A couple others. We had
you said Cornette, right?
Corn. We haven't played in the facility. We played in the facility with Corn. I haven't played at home with Corn.
Okay.
So who all came that day? That was a while ago. We need to do another board game night.
Yeah.
Board game, video game, card game night. That's the best way to do it.
Fair enough.
Mark is involved. It'll
get
intense,
I'm down.
It'll get intense.
Marcus, no. So Smart will play. Smart actually said he wants to play.
Said he wants to and has played and will play.
He said any game, he loves board games, card games. He said he's played this before, which I don't believe him.
If you could create a character for Marcus Smart, what would he be? Would he be a paladin?
He'd be the dwarf.
I was going to say, he'd be a hill dwarf for sure.
Is there a nickname he would have? What was his name?
Torvald.
Why Torvald?
The dwarf.
I want you to know every time we play a highlight of him, I'm going to say, this is Torvald the Hill Dwarf.
Torvald for three.
That's a perfect name for him. You'll see his hair. You can see the dwarf in the
face. Right. Well, Grant,
it's nice to meet you.
Hope you have a great season. We got a game again, my friend.
Let's do it.
All right. Good to see you, Grant.
Good to see you, bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.